It's March 6, 2015. Mark your calendars because the next presidential election is very far away.
Yes, let me check my calendar here. November 8th, 2016. And so we've decided that rather than follow every daily tick in the race, we're going to drop in occasionally, and now seemed like a perfect time.
It is day four of Emailgate. That's the unfolding story of then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server in her home to send official emails. She selected 55,000 pages to release to the State Department on Monday after a request. On Wednesday night, Clinton tweeted she wants them all made public. But the story has not gone away. And it turns out Jeb Bush did the same kind of emailing when he was governor of Florida, as did other 2016 hopefuls. This week also saw Republican Ben Carson's entry into the race and his immediate stumble over comments about sexuality. Let's bring in John Heilemann, managing editor of Bloomberg Politics, host of Bloomberg TVs, with all due respect. Hi, John.
Hi there.
And so what are you hearing at the end of the week about the impact of the Clinton emails?
Well, the impact is unknown, but what I'm hearing is the sound of a story that is going to play out for a good long time, mainly because Secretary Clinton seems to have adopted a posture. She says she's asked the State Department now to release those emails, and that, I think, is all she's going to say about this for a good long time. And as long as she's not speaking about it, it's going to be an issue of controversy. The State Department is trying to defend her right now. The White House is sort of defending her, and congressional Republicans are subpoenaing her. Yeah. So we don't know what voters are ultimately going to think, and we don't know what those subpoenas are going to yield or what's in those emails. So who knows about the ultimate impact? But like I say, this is going to occupy a lot of space in the media and on the campaign trail for many weeks, I believe, and possibly months to come.
Well, even Democrats, strategist Dick Harpootlian told you that the email story will kill Hillary Clinton by 1,000 cuts. It's also recently became known that the Clinton Foundation took at least one donation for a foreign government in violation of an ethics agreement while Hillary was Secretary of State. But then just look at Jeb Bush, who had the same kind of private email set up as governor. Governor, not Secretary of State, but what is the thinking there?
Well, you just made a very important distinction, that the difference between governor and Secretary of State. The Secretary of State obviously is governed by the Freedom of Information Act. National security issues are at stake. And so the question of how robust and secure the email server that Secretary Clinton set up for herself at her home in Chappaqua is an issue that Governor Bush didn't have to deal with. And he has, in fact, released all of his emails from his time as governor, whereas Secretary Clinton has handed over 55,000 pages of them to the State Department, but she decided which ones to hand over, and she's also decided which ones to retain. And I think for a lot of people, that raises some troubling questions.
Well, I want to get to neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who opened an exploratory committee for a try for the Republican nom, but got in trouble with CNN's Chris Cuomo, who asked Ben Carson about same-sex marriage.
You think they have control over their sexuality?
Absolutely.
You think being gay is a choice?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Because a lot of people who go into prison go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. So did something happen while they were in there?
Okay, Ben Carson later apologized, and geez, I wish someone had pointed out there's a difference between sex and sexuality or orientation. But what is this doing to Republicans? Anything?
Well, I don't think there's really almost anybody. Ben Carson is a person who is doing surprisingly well right now in early polling in the Republican nomination contest, but I don't think I know a single Republican who is a serious person who thinks Ben Carson's likely to be the Republican nominee. So I'm not sure many Republicans are paying that much attention, but it's fair to say, though, you and I and a lot of other people think that sexual orientation is innate and genetic and not a choice. I think there are certainly a lot of Republicans who do believe it is a choice and a lifestyle choice. And so there's going to be some audience in the Republican Party who's going to think that that's just fine.
Yeah. John Heilemann, managing editor of Bloomberg Politics, host of Bloomberg TVs, with all due respect. John, a lot of hopefuls going to New Hampshire this weekend. If anyone says anything, we will talk about it next week. John, thank you.
Thank you.